Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I'm going to set my timer here for 2 minutes because we know life is busy. And we'll check out some trending stories. I'll read the headlines, and Hannah, you tell me either keep it moving after that headline, or if you need more details, I'll give it to you. When you come home, who greets you first, your pet or your spouse?
Absolutely your pet.
Yep, a majority of people said their dog or cat will be the first person to greet them, not their children, not their significant other. They actually said their children is usually last.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always think that leaving your pet, like, in or out is always the hardest thing to do.
Like
forget anybody else. No, like, when you leave the house.
Away?
Yeah, like, when you leave the house and you see your dog, like, looking at you, like, when Bear does that to me, it literally shatters my heart.
The rest of the family, like, whatever, but.
Right.
I say, peace.
Yeah. He is not a dog
person. See you later.
7-Up Shirley Temple Soda is coming.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. We need that in the studio stat.
Like, literally, you know the Shirley Temple we all make and love? Well, 7-Up is going to have it in a can. Available October 15th through December 31st. They're just going to give it a limited time run and give it a try.
AB, you're excited about that?
I love Shirley Temple.
It's the best.
Okay,
I'll still get them.
I've been forcing AB to try and like soda for as long as I've known her. So the fact that she's excited about this 7-Up collab means a lot to me. We need to find those.
I think you can order a Shirley Temple at a bar and no one even would blink. Like,
no.
Respect. A new poll of 2,000 Americans named their top simple joys in life.
Keep it moving.
All right.
Who needs joy?
man goes skydiving for his dying wish.
You know, YOLO, how was his experience?
So he was in hospice care, and they granted this 89-year-old's last wish to go skydiving one more time. He was a retired aerospace engineer and former stuntman. He's like, I just want to jump one more time. And they're like, let's make it happen.
Wow.
Did he make it?
Yeah, he made it.
I'm just wondering. Aren't you guys wondering the same thing?
No.
Well, good for this guy, you know?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock. We're going to cover all the trending stories of the day. Hannah just sneezed.
Sorry, I'm real.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I'll read off headline, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. This is according to Science. A project found out who is the most beautiful woman in the world.
Fake. Don't believe in science. Keep it moving.
Science.
Okay. Just say this if you are stressed.
What?
Enough bomb.
Really?
Yep.
Swearing enough
reduces.
Bomb?
Yep. Swearing reduces stress.
An F bomb.
Yep. Just swear.
Oh. Okay.
What did you say?
I thought you said enough, mom.
Oh, F bomb.
Enough, mom.
Yeah. Enough, mom.
Say enough, mom. That'll make you feel better.
Well, that's the radio version.
TikTok.
F bomb. Yes.
TikTok is highlighting sleep maxing for Gen Z, but they're saying it could really backfire on you.
What's sleep maxing?
So sleep maxing is this perfect night's sleep that Gen Zs are just obsessed with. They're sleep tracking apps. And Apple Watches and all of that. They just have a million different ways. Mocktails help you fall asleep. They're saying all of this focus on getting a quality night's sleep is actually going to hurt your sleep. That you're worried about downloading an app and taking these supplements to get a good night's sleep. Just try to sleep a regular way and you'll actually sleep better.
You know, I'm really on sleep talk. I like it a lot. I watch this one girl who records herself sleeping every night. I just followed her.
Sounds like a lame excuse to set themselves up for an excuse.
You literally watch somebody sleep every single night?
It's cool. Yeah, she like gets her room all ready and sets it up. And like the big debate is people are like, is this real or is it fake?
I think that's
like a time lapse.
That's a little psycho.
This is crazy.
That's as scary as enough, mom.
Maybe you should just say enough, mom.
AB, I'm going to send you this TikTok link of this girl sleeping, okay. And I bet you'll follow her. I bet you like it. I bet I will.
Let's go into this. Hold on.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
What we were going to talk about has changed. We're going to select vote as Hannah crazy or not. Well, I want to hear more about this girl.
Okay.
In 3 minutes on Y98, St. Louis.